If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Delighted that you are with us this hour. I'm having residual effects of Valentine's Day being a month behind us. How did that happen? Let's do this one. How did it happen that we're into March already? What plans did you think you would have in place at this point that you haven't even started to do? Oh, I don't care about your gardening and repainting the living room. I'm talking about your travel plans. And there really is an intersection of travel and chocolate. What could be more delightful than that? What could be more delightful than that? So I want to remind you first, sabrams.com. Go there, please. Enjoy yourself. It's such a delight to hear people say how impressed they are with our family of award-winning websites. And we're up for another award, and we won't know till I think sometime in May if we've scored. So keep your fingers crossed for us. It's not the kind of thing you can vote on. It's not, you know, one of those popularity contests. This is serious judges evaluating what you're doing. And in the past, we have won some major awards for our websites, competing against companies like Sony and John Hancock Funds and China Telecom, the telephone company of China. And those are the people that we've been rubbing shoulders. Yum brands, you know who they are? Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. What's the other one? There's another one. Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, is it Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, isn't that them? They have all those companies over $1 billion in value, over 10,000 employees. Yum Brands has 30 billion dollars and over, or 40 million, 40 billion dollars and over 30,000 employees. I'm not embarrassed to tell you people, we're just a tad smaller, which makes it all the more delightful when we win an award and we've won it rubbing shoulders with companies of that caliber and size. I mean, you want to talk about a true David and Goliath story, this is it. But we understand excellence around here, and we know what it takes to get it done. And it's even more delightful because in the early stages of companies going online, I was executive vice president, second in command of a $1.5 billion company. And I had ideas about what our website should be, and got pretty much shot down all along the way when we would have meetings with consultants that we didn't need, but we had anyway. And I would listen to what can't be done. And since I was severed from that company after the towers came down and fell into radio now in our 14th year here, I got to do what I wanted to do online. And all I had to say to our amazing creative tech team was, you know, this is my vision. And they just went and did it. and it didn't take 80 years and $80 billion. We just did it. Because there was nobody there to stand next to me and tell me what couldn't be done. I mean, it's just fabulous. So go to sabrams.com, sign up, subscribe to our free podcasts. Every show is podcast for a year and simultaneously archived forever. So when that podcast disappears, the archived audio will still be there. And go friend me. There's a place for you to click on Facebook at my site. I should click and see where it goes because I have two Facebook pages. One is about my novel Rumors, which I don't do a whole lot with, but it's there. And the other, I've been writing some really wonderful stuff you should go and read and photos that you'll enjoy. And that's Stephanie.Abrams.94, Facebook.com/Stephanie.Abrams.94. So we had on the air with us last week, week before, Barbara Sidway. And Barbara has a wonderful hotel with 30 rooms. I guess it would be classified in the inn category, but nonetheless, I figure if you sleep someplace, it's a hotel. But it's a wonderful place. I haven't been there, but everything I've heard about it, I love. And she is also immersed in chocolate. And since we are talking chocolate today, I thought it'd be a good idea if we invited her to come back because we didn't really get into that the last time I had her on the air. So we're going to talk with Barbara Sidway right after this.
Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets go on sale January 28th for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. A summer season of classical music under the stars with BSO conductor Andres Nelsons and popular artists such as James Taylor, Wynton Marsalis, and special performances including Film Night and Tanglewood on Parade. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at BSO.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200 starting January 28th.
Barbara Sidway is on the line with me live from Baker City, Oregon. She is the owner of the Geyser Grand Hotel in Baker City. Remind us where Baker City is.
Sure. Baker City is an easy two-hour drive from Boise International Airport, 4.5 hours from the Portland International Airport, just right at on I-84, which is the major east-west arterial.
So you're
the northeastern part of Oregon.
Right. You're pretty far east in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Where's the chocolate connection to the Geyser Hotel, the Geyser Grand Hotel?
Yes. Well, actually, we believe in chocolate, and we show it in so many ways here.
My kind of woman. I knew I loved you, hon.
Yeah, I mean, we've even had chocolate festivals in the past where we've had, celebrities judge the best chocolate cake, and we've had a woman who writes a book just on chocolate. So we have been a believer for a long time, and we do it at just the simple level of our chef purchases the very finest chocolate he can get, and then he uses that to create our classic chocolate cake. One of my staffers is from Alabama, and she says, that cake is so good, makes you want to go home and slap your grandmother because shit was never as good as she made it. It's completely classic, and we love that. But in recent years, the whole chocolate experience has gone to a whole other level here. There's a lovely local couple. He loves art. She loves chocolate, and she went away and studied to become the best chocolatier you can be and came back to her hometown, and they opened up this art gallery chocolate shop right across the street. And she makes everything by hand. She has no helper. It's completely done by her, and they are inventive, and they do really interesting ingredients with the finest of chocolates. One of the lovely experiences that my guests enjoy there in this art gallery is drinking chocolate. So she believes the chocolate is best just simply sipped out of a Demitasse cup. And so you're surrounded by art and the young local vibe, and it's just really very special. And they love the hotel, and we love them. And so we have a relationship where she prepares tiny truffles. Well, I wouldn't say tiny, but, you know, modest-sized truffles in a little bag with a grosgrain ribbon bow. And we put those in all of our rooms and suites so that our guests enjoy this exquisite chocolate as part of their experience.
Wow. That sounds very yummy. Mm-hmm. That sounds very yummy. So once you
and
have...
then they make bars for us to sell in our gift shop. So we like the dark chocolate with the salted, the sea salt truffle sort of topping.
You had me at dark chocolate. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Barbara Sidway about the Geyser Grand Hotel, a 30-room wonderful sounding place that I have to get myself out of Portland. I've only been to Portland twice, and both times on business. I saw only the downtown area and the airport, and I got to come back and really do a little tour around the state because everybody I've talked to in every part of the state from the West Coast line eastward just sounds like such a gorgeous place. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. This is Stephanie Abrams. Go check out sabrams.com. sabrams.com, and in the commercial break, read a chapter or two of my book, Rumors. You can actually find chapters, not a whole chapters, they give you parts, at amazon.com. So, and if you go to sabrams.com/rumors, it'll take you right over to Amazon. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Don't give you candy. Come on to my house, or my house. I'm gonna give you everything.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland. Let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Barbara Sidway. She is the owner of the Geyser Grand Hotel. And you will find that hotel where, Barbara?
In Baker City, Oregon, is in the northeast corner of the state. So if you're traveling by car in the northwest, it's very easily reached. Right, I-84 goes right next to town.
Now,
if
you
you're
mentioned...
flying in...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, if you're flying in, you'd go to Boise International Airport, 2 hours away, or Portland Airport, which is 4.5 hours away.
When did you take over the operation of the Geyser Grand Hotel?
So the hotel stopped operating in the summer of 68, right after the cast of the movie Paint Your Wagon packed up and went back to Hollywood. It was shuttered for decades, and it was scheduled to be demolished. The community said, no way, we can't lose this cornerstone, this gem of our beautiful historic district. And we'd done other preservation projects, won awards. They hounded us till we came out. We saw the beautiful town, the gorgeous building, and said, okay, we'll take it on. That was 1993, and we've been at it ever since.
Oh, my word. Describe for us what a room, an accommodation, a bedroom would be like for a visitor.
Sure. So the typical room is 700 square feet, 16-foot ceilings, crystal chandeliers, 10-foot-tall original windows that have been completely energy retrofitted. So it's absolutely original and authentic everywhere you turn, but we found ways to introduce modern amenities and comforts everywhere you turn. So you've got all new plumbing and heating and cooling, excellent wireless internet, luxury pillow top beds, you know, all crisp white duvet covers, and, you know, plasma TVs, DVD players, all of the modern stuff that you could possibly want, we have right there, plush terry robes and so on. But the suggestion of if these walls could talk speaks to all of our guests. It, you know, makes you wonder, what was it like in the Wild West? What was it like to move here from Europe speaking no English and setting up a shop sell to the Nouveau Riche gold miners?
Now, that's
and making
a thought.
It happen.
That's a thought I would like my listeners to keep in mind when they're at an airport and fog has settled in, and their flight has been canceled, and they've just arrived, they've been traveling all day, and they have a connection, and then it's 11 o'clock at night, and the restaurants that are on the wing of their departure gate are now all closed, and they are reduced to eating popcorn for dinner, and it looks like their flight's not happening, and the hotel rooms have all been taken by people who got fogged out earlier in the evening, and they didn't have a travel agent who knew that there was fog and booked them into something to protect them, so they're now out there sorting by themselves, and they're saying, oh, my life is miserable. Compare that to the experience of you and your horse and buggy going cross-country.
Right.
I don't want to hear it. We've gotten very soft. I just don't want to hear about it. But I want to thank you because I'm going to be talking for the next few minutes about a book called The Midas Touch. And I'm going to go online right now and see if I can find it, if it's still in print. It's not The Midas Touch. It's called The Chocolate Touch. And I've just done a little noodling around. I think this is a book that you need to give to your guests who travel with children for your chocolate programs. So I want you to check online because I'm going to post what I find. It's a children's book that is just delightful based on the concept of the Midas touch, but it's the chocolate touch. So the book was published, I think, in the early 1950s. So I don't know if it's still even published, but we're going to find out, and I'm going to tell my audience in the next couple of minutes. So stay with me, and thank you for joining us, Barbara.
Pleasure.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
You know, we were talking with Joshua Needleman earlier today from Chocolate Springs in the Berkshires, in Lenox, Massachusetts, which is where his shop is. It's not in Lenox Town. It's on Route 7. It's on the south side of the road on Route 7 and in Berkshire County in western Massachusetts. And it's a great place to stop in and pick up your sack of chocolates or your box of chocolates and then head over to Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, and munch your way through. Lovely. But I got all excited about this chocolate thing, and I don't know why. I remembered being a very little girl and going to, for all of you who are listening in on to the voice of Southern Maryland, 1690 on your AM dial. Hi, Roy. I hope you're there and well, owner of the station. I was a little girl living in Baltimore, and I remember going with my mother and my aunt and my cousin Linda to the Enoch Pratt Free Library branch on the corner of Park Heights Avenue and Garrison Avenue. And there was a book that I spotted, and I wanted to take it out and take it home. But my cousin Linda got to it first. So I had to wait for a week till she finished with it and got it back to the library so we could go and get it. The book is called The Chocolate Touch. And it was about a little boy. And I want to say his first name was John or Johnny. And his last name was Midas. And like the Midas touch of that mythological story of King Midas, who was so greedy and he wished that everything he touched turned to gold until he found out that he couldn't eat because he touched the food and it would turn to gold. And I think it ended up with him touching somebody he loved who turned to gold. And so he had to give up his greedy habits in order to get the people in his life and the ability to eat and drink. And, you know, anything he touched turned to gold. Sounded good on paper, didn't work. Well, in this story, Johnny wishes that everything he touches turns to chocolate, and it does. And it's a sweet little book that I thought must be long since out of print. And I went to Amazon minutes ago and during the commercial break, and I actually ordered 10 copies that I'm going to send to Joshua Needleman and some other people that are interested in chocolate and share it with them. And then there's a bunch of little people in my life that I think would enjoy this book. The amazing thing was it was on sale. So it was, they made it easy for me at Amazon.com to buy The Chocolate Touch. But if you're looking for a sweet book that little people in your life will enjoy, you might want to go and find it. The Chocolate Touch brings back a nice memory. Anything related to chocolate is a nice memory. Get your sack of chocolates and then take a walk from near the chocolate shop or get in your car and drive to some wonderful places to have some great fun while you munch your chocolates. Stay with me. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618.
888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, the perfect leisure time companion.
I'm hungry. Yes, I'm really
it's travel
hungry.
With Stephanie Abrams.
You know we're talking chocolate. We have been since we went on the air today. This is our chocolate-dipped globe. Isn't that a lovely thing?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Anything with chocolate is great.
And that would be the voice of Al Heminger. He is the owner of Huron House B&B, located in Michigan in, is it pronounced Oscoda?
Oscoda.
Oscoda. Where is that exactly?
It is on the northeast side of Michigan, right along Lake Huron. We're about 3 hours straight shot north of Detroit.
How far are you from Mackinac Island and the Grand Hotel?
About 2.5 hours south.
So what a wonderful itinerary to create.
We get several guests that stop and stay with us either on their way to Mackinac Island or on their way home.
Yeah, and I would think so because it sounds like you're right on the way, and it'd be a good way of, you know, enhancing your trip. One of the reasons that I am focused on having interesting people doing interesting things, particularly in Michigan, is that we've heard so much nasty and deplorable, and heart-wrenching and horrendous about what's going on in Flint. And I want my audience to have an understanding that when they said there were fires in California, it didn't mean that the entire state had burned down and it was perfectly safe to
right.
go to most places in California. And you wouldn't, unless you were a fireman assisting, want to head into the blaze. But do you have any impact or interaction or anything having to do with the Flint situation?
I have a friend that also owns a bed and breakfast in Flint, and you know, we checked in with her just a couple weeks ago just to see how things were going. And you know, according to her, obviously, like most things, what you see on TV isn't always exactly how it is. Because we just were curious if it was impacting, you know, travel and those sort of things.
Having the candidates there come in to, you know, interface, having a town meeting there, you know, brought in not only the entourage associated with the political machines of the candidates, but also brought in a lot of media people, and they got to stay somewhere. So that was, you know, a positive benefit.
Absolutely. So she made it sound like everything's on the road to recovery. You know, there's this just sort of this fear that, you know, it's not even safe to shower in the water, and it's nothing like that. So there's plenty of bottled water. The restaurants haven't been, you know, really impacted. She hasn't really been impacted. Everything was moving along. Would be hopeful.
From what I understand, though, it's what's happening in Flint is like in a coconut shell. And so it, whatever it is that's going on there, tragic as it is and heart-wrenching as it is, it is kind of self-contained in that area, if I'm understanding it correctly. So that wouldn't have an impact on you in Oscoda.
No, it has not had any impact on us.
Yeah. Okay. So, and that's one of the reasons, because I know there are lots of people who just hear the word Michigan and they're kind of turned off to, I don't think so, thank you anyway, and don't know what they're missing by not understanding the bigger picture. So let's focus in on why would people come to Ascoda to begin with, other than the fact that you're doing some very cute things where you are that we've got to talk about.
Yeah, Michigan in general has some of the most beautiful beaches in the United States. The pretty much entire mitten is surrounded by beaches, and I don't think, you know, to the folks outside of kind of the Midwest area, they realize that. And Ascoda specifically has just those beautiful sugar sand beaches that you would kind of envision in the Caribbean. But they're right here in Michigan, right here on Ascoda.
Well, now when you say the mitten, what is the mitten?
The mitten. You know, everybody associates Michigan as being kind of the mitten, you know, like because it looks like your hand.
I never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I guess maybe that's just a regional thing, but we always kind of refer to ourselves as the Mitten State, or things are better in the Mitten. So yeah, so we're Michigan always kind of gets associated as that Mitten State.
Oh, that I have never heard that. That's very cool. So, you know, if somebody were staying at the Huron House B&B, that you own. Firstly, how many rooms do you have?
We have 14 really unique guest rooms.
Okay. What makes them really unique?
Well,
and by the way, there's no degrees of uniqueness. English teachers across America have heart attacks when they hear people say, like, very unique, most unique, really unique. No, it's either unique or it's not.
Well, they're unique in the standpoint of when you go to a hotel, room 113 looks a lot like the same as 225.
Oh, absolutely.
Where
it might be mirror
14,
image, and that's it.
Yeah, all 14 rooms are individually decorated. No two are alike. So that's what makes them unique.
Got it. So what does it look like when you walk in?
At our property? You're saying what do the rooms look like at our property when you walk in?
Right. You said you know they're unique and no two are alike, but what are they like?
Well, they're large from the standpoint. Most of our rooms are about 500 square feet to 600 square feet. Every room has a king bed. Every room has an in-room jacuzzi or a private outdoor hot tub. Private baths. Sometimes folks think of bed and breakfasts from the old time bed and breakfast where you have to share a bathroom, where it's really not like that. Every room has its own bathroom. And 13 of our 14 rooms all have a great view of Lake Huron and the beach.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, so what is the beach itself like? Because many lakes don't have beaches. They just come up and there's grass and trees on each side. So having a beach is already an advantage. Some lake bottoms are mushy, some are rocky, and some are sandy. And what's it like where you are?
Yeah, Lake Huron is really, really clear. Our beach, you can walk right off our beach and into Lake Huron, and it's extremely clean, extremely clear, and you can walk out a couple hundred feet and still only probably be up to your chest.
Oh, wow.
Or, you know, waist or chest. So you can go quite a ways. It's still pretty shallow as it progresses out.
Holy cow.
So we get guests that travel all over the world, stay with us, and folks that have stayed in Hawaii and various locations, and they feel like they've never stayed in a place like us where they have been this close to the water, where you literally walk right out of your room, your feet are on the beach, and you know you're just a few short steps to the water.
Are there, you know, could you go boating or, you know, anything from rowboating to motorboating to fishing on Lake Huron or what?
Yeah, Lake Huron, they run a ton of different fishing charters if a guest wanted to come and do some fishing. As far as boating, there's various places where you can rent jet skis. Because the water can be a little choppy because of the wind, you're not probably going to take like a pontoon boat or anything like that. It's going to be a larger boat out on Lake Huron. You can from your room, you can see the freighter ships going by. This is a pathway for freighter ships heading up to northern Michigan. So right from your room, you'll be able to see freighter ships. The Ausable River is close, which provides some of the best kayaking and canoeing in the state.
Holy cow. It's busy.
Yeah.
But
it's really, Oscoda's an outdoorsman's paradise.
Well, and we have a lot of those in our listening audience. What kind of fish do you fish for?
Walleye seems to be the fish of choice here lately.
Yeah.
The community of Oscoda back in the 50s was a big fishing community, but it got overfished, and we're just now starting to see a comeback with the walleye.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, and I want to talk about what you're doing with chocolate at the Huron House B&B in Michigan. And we're talking with Al Heminger, the owner, so don't leave us. We've got to get to the chocolate part. Yum. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Hungry, yes, I'm really hungry.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the character's experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet, suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Chocolate cake. Hands up, who likes
it? Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with us Al Heminger. He's the owner of Huron House B&B in Oscoda, Michigan. And you may remember we had on the air with us Ken Hayward, the general manager of the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. And that's just a couple hours north of where Al's Huron House B&B is located. And that's a trail that in my head I'm already putting together because I want to do that. And kind of fun to think about going up from where Huron House B&B is located, because to get to Mackinac Island, which is spelled Mackinac, but you pronounce it Mackinac, you have to leave your car and either fly or take a boat. And my impression is you fly in a small plane, which means I will be taking the boat. And when you arrive, your mode of transportation around Mackinac Island is on foot, by bicycle, by horseback, by coach and horse-drawn coach. How cool is that? So go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and check out the Grand Hotel on Mackinac, spelled M-A-C-K-I-N-A-C, Island. And you'll also be able to find links to the Huron House, H-U-R-O-N, just like the lake, the Huron House B&B, where you can share with friends the archived audio, and you can sign up for a free podcast subscription so you can hear what's going on. So talk to me, Al. First of all, when did you take over this Huron House? Was it a B&B before, or did you buy a place and say, ah, perfect, this is now going to be the Huron House B&B? What's the deal on that?
No, it's always been a bed and breakfast. I bought it from the previous owner who had really made this place a bed and breakfast, and they owned it for 23 years, and I am just going into year four of my ownership.
Oh, wow. What prompted you?
Well, like most people, they get very frustrated with their job, and I just came home and told my wife, hey, we're going to do something different. And we started just looking at what we didn't exactly know what different was, but I think everybody always has kind of this romantic idea of, hey, you know, how about a hotel or a bed and breakfast or something like that? And we ended up finding what we think is a little hidden gem in Oscoda here with the Huron House. I mean, I felt like there's very few places in the world that you can go and be right on the beach and have just a great lake view.
Oh, well. Yeah, I live in a place like that in Berkshire County, so you'd love it here.
I'm sure I would.
You'd feel right at home, and I hope you come and visit us sometime. But was there ever a point after you dived into this or dove into this that you said to myself, hey, self, what did I get myself into here?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of going through that right now because we are I'm actually expanding, and we're adding a second location on the west side of Michigan.
Oh, wow. Where?
So I guess I'm glutton for punishment because I...
Where is this going to be?
One bed and breakfast isn't enough. I guess we're going to add two now.
Uh-huh. Where?
Saugatuck.
I know that name.
Yeah, it was one of you... It's been named, I think, the last couple of years, USA Today's coolest coastal town.
What makes it special?
Well, again, it's right on Lake Michigan, and it's just a vibrant art community. And it's a really eclectic town, has a great little downtown area. In the summer, it goes from population 800 to 10,000 or 20,000. So it has a little bit of that Provincetown, Massachusetts feel, from what I've been told. I've never been to Provincetown, but that's what I've been told.
Oh, wow. Well, come out east, and I'll take you to Provincetown, and then I'll take you to from the beaches and the shoreline to the mountains of western Massachusetts, and maybe you'll take a place here too. That'll really stretch it. That'll if you can go from one side of Michigan to the other, you can go from Michigan to western Massachusetts.
There you go.
And
now you're talking.
You're keeping it in the M's, you know. It's, and then next will be Minnesota, you know, just Montana and. I don't know if there's any more after that, but
Maine.
Oh, all right. How could I forget Maine? But they'll never forgive me in New England for forgetting Maine. In any event, so tell me about what you're doing with chocolate, because I was absolutely intrigued when I read about what you're doing. So share with our audience what the Huron House B&B in Escoda, Michigan, is doing with chocolate.
Well, we really felt like coming out of Valentine's Day, we needed something for couples to still get away and kind of have that same Valentine's Day experience. We always felt like there's just tons of pressure to do something on Valentine's Day, and then it's just kind of a one-and-done thing, where we felt like, hey, let's try to do something with chocolate that would be you know, just something cool that would bring people to Escoda to hang out with us at the Huron House. So we came up with this fondue package because we felt like that was something that a couple would be able to come here and have a real interactive experience that, you know, once they left, it was something that they would be able to talk about with their friends and family and have a great memory of the Huron House and Escoda and their experience here.
Wow. Yeah, so you're doing this fondue thing. How does that work?
We've put together this fondue. There's a great little gourmet chocolate shop nearby, so I partnered up with the owner and just said, hey, we need to get some chocolate from you guys. You know, help us out here. And actually, they've even kind of given us a little tutorial of, you know, how the fondue kind of works. So we ordered up some fondue pots. And like I said, fondue's even something new for us. So we went through a little tutorial with the owner of the Village Chocolatier, and we were able to get the samples going, and now we've been able to see some packages come through where folks are booking a two-night stay with us, and they're going to be able to do the fondue package right in their room.
Oh, wow. That's decadent. So the chocolate fondue that you're doing, the pieces that they're dipping in the warmed, melted yummy chocolate are fruits and also pieces of things like pound cake or something, or just fruits?
We're doing some fruits and some pretzels and some marshmallows.
Oh, marshmallows. Ooh, yeah, how could you forget that? Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
Let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.